Oh, here she is, everybody. The sexy sucking queen, the girl who likes to get down that schween, the double dong delight, which you'll hear more about tonight. The Sally Sexy. 3, 2, 1.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star Lily the Barking Bean.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another erotic episode of Sexy and Jagundo Talks About Their Amazing Life.
Amazing life. This is what they didn't hear about is the last 5 minutes where I tried to remember those first three lines that I just went into, and I could not for the life of me get that in my head.
Yep.
Even though she's the most amazing deep-throating queen on the planet.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
She sucked my brains out.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We have an extra guest star tonight. It's our cat, Half Moon, who our chihuahua is staring intently at because she's not happy that she's on the couch with us. So
yeah, it's easy. Death is death.
So anyway, welcome, everybody, and happy soon-to-be April. Right.
Yes. Let's see. This podcast will come out next Friday, which is going to be the 29th.
Yeah.
Good Friday. Which we have off. Which any Friday you have off is good. So
it's Ostara, which is basically the first spring worshiping of the rebirth of the land. So what else? Today is a full moon.
Is today the full moon?
Today is the full moon. It is the worm moon.
Oh, and, sandworms. Anybody else eat them?
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that too. So let's get on into our sexiness.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Whatever weird stuff we got through this week.
So, we had quite a busy week. So I had a private on X Hamster by myself where I had an Indian couple. Who wanted me to dominate her boyfriend, her little dick boyfriend. And I was by myself, so I was alone. So that's the first time I've ever done a couple on my own. And he was just...
you saw him working the magic.
Yeah, but they were all both... She was completely dressed. He had a shirt on and his pants, but his penis was... His dick was out. And he's just... He was mad jerking, too. It's just like, like little eyeballs were popping out.
So you saw both of them full on. They were sitting there and she, they were dressed. He was jerking and you were humiliating him.
Yeah.
She wanted me. Edging him on.
Edging me on. She told me, he's useless. I need him fucking humiliated. I'm like, look at that tiny little dick. He doesn't do anything for you. And she was just going along with it. And she was laughing. Yeah. And he was just cranking away, is getting off left and right. I'm like, all right, well, that was different. That was on the X hamster,
the sex hamster,
yeah,
right?
The sex hamster.
Wow, that's an interesting. Cool, well, you're welcome.
Yeah,
Siri, stick your nose some place it shouldn't be. Let me just turn her off. Oh my goodness, get special.
Yeah, that was a busy morning. And then I had the other gentleman that we've had together who is usually in bondage gear that likes to tie his cock up.
Oh, he's ex-hamster guy.
Yeah, and he actually sounds like Beetlejuice. He's got that really deep.
Oh, yeah, you're doing that.
Yeah, and he's usually like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, because we had him, the first time we ever had him, we were in at the Swinger Hotel. I think that was actually at Liquid Lust last year. Yeah. We were up in the hotel room with Cameron a little bit.
Yeah.
And he came on and we had a bad connection and it dropped out. You're like, did I do something wrong? Did I do something wrong?
No. Yeah, that was him. Yeah. Yeah. That was so funny. He's actually a cool guy. He was all about your cock, man. He thinks you have the biggest cock going. He's like, yeah, your boyfriend, he's got a big cock.
Swang.
I love the way he fucks you. I'm like, thank you. It's just wonderful.
Oh my goodness. I love the way you fuck. Doodly doodly doo. Thank you. Thank you very much for the compliments on the way I banged Sally.
He says you have a huge cock and he's just all about it.
That's right, baby.
I had several other people comment that they like the way you fuck me this week.
I don't fuck you any other special way. You know?
They like to watch you fuck me.
You like that, yes. Don't you, baby? You like that, yes. Fucking big hard dick going in and out.
And that is what it's about. They like, they enjoy that. They like seeing you fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, we have quite a few fans as a couple.
We have fans.
We have fans.
People like to watch us bone, which is interesting.
Yeah, we have fan fans.
Who would have thought at 50-some years of age that we'd be out here and people like, I just absolutely love the way you guys bone.
No. Yeah. So that was a funny week. And then we went on as a couple.
Yeah, we're not going on as a couple as much as we used to. No. Sally's making a lot more dough now, just sitting there.
He wanted me to try it on my own, and you know, hey, you opened that cage.
And so Pandora was unleashed unto the world. Mm-hmm. And these things happened.
And her name was Sally Sexy.
Oh my goodness.
So, but we do go on religiously every Thursday, right?
We go on Thursday together, and then we go in the hot tub and we throw the camera on, hang out, and hot tub whore ourselves around and chit chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, right.
But we got commandeered Thursday night, man, by the Boom Boom Fuck Jam.
Fuck Jam loves watching us fuck our brains out. And he just goes, all right, now go doggy. Now ride his cock. Now go on the motor bunny. Now force down the motor bunny. Now missionary. Now.
Now blowjob him while you're on the motor bunny. Yeah, and push her down on it.
I can't. Yeah, pushing you down the motor bunny is not a good idea. I mean, geez.
I just want you all to know that the motor bunny does tend to get warm. Yeah, it gets a little warm. So, like, when that thing's running for a good 15, 20 minutes, it's hot. And a little bit of friction going on. Friction heat.
Get a friction burn.
Yeah.
Friction.
So, yeah, so we were very busy. We were mostly with him that whole night. When you think about
it. Yeah, well, we tried to do we did one, I think, gold show while we were in a private with him. Mm-hmm. And then he kept going and I was like, I can't do this. So I just, I just turned the gold show, turned Stream 8 off. And then we just did the,
He likes missionary. He likes the cowgirl. He likes the motor bunny. And then, I had him by myself this week and it was all about, doing a private and he likes, you know, motor bunny stuff. He's very much about a motor bunny.
I heard you told me that you're getting a lot of love on the motor bunny. Huh?
You heard me on that thing yesterday.
Yeah.
I have this one guy. I've had him a few times now. Elmo. Hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans? You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjugundo.com. We got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jugundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, wild penis goes down easy, or our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has two fingers boning, then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Rare. Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it. And he wants me on the motor buddy doing a hardcore coming on the motor bunny kind of thing. And it's a long ride. That motor buddy gets a workout.
St. Elmo's motor bunny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So, and it's mostly because the way the cameras are situated, people are able to see it more.
So they can see the fact that that's even sitting there.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, is that a Sibian? And I'm like, well, it's a motor bunny, so it's like a Sibian. And they're like, oh, can you ride it? I'm like, hell yeah. And I said, I give them the camera angles. I said, it'll look like this when I get on it. They're like, oh, yeah. And they want it. They want that bunny.
Did you even know what a Sibian was before I brought all this into your
orbit? No, I had no fucking clue.
You had no idea.
No, never saw one.
Really?
No.
Never, because
No.
I remember the first time I saw one of those in a porno or something. And I was like, oh my God, that's so hot. And she's just like a little saddle, and she gets on it, and she's just like, and it's just like, well, she can just have a good time for as long as she wants.
Yeah. My motor bunny rides are not like that.
Was like,
They're usually on full blast and press yourself down as hard as you can on it.
I was like to say, if I was a guy and I was paying for this, I would want to see you actually come on it. So I'd be like, look, I would like you to get on the motor bunny and whatever you have to do, however you need to do it, but I just want to see you come. I don't care if you just got to sit there for 5 minutes and just at a certain vibrational level, just let it go. But I want to see you come on the motor. I don't want you to crank it all the way up or fucking scream. I just want you to get there and just.
I would do that, but that's not what
They
they
don't want to see
want.
that though. They want to see,
No.
oh, do this, do that. They
Nah.
want to see the fantasy of
Yeah.
what they think should happen on a
Yeah.
motor bunny
Yeah.
or Sibian.
Yeah. So I aim to please, so I give them what they want. Ooh. The alarm is
Yeah,
going
the bean
off.
alarm's going off
Yeah, the bean
downstairs.
alarm. So yeah, so that's usually how it rolls is that way. It's like they want me to be a certain way on the motor bunny, so I give them what they want, and but that's not gonna make me come. And unfortunately, a lot of guys' ideas of what it takes to make a woman come is not really what it takes to make a woman come.
Yeah, it doesn't line up.
I mean, and I get that's your fantasy, and I'm not bagging on anybody, but like if you want someone to really, really legitimately,
Have an orgasm.
yeah, it's not about the abusing of the tender parts. I don't know how to say it any other way.
Yeah, you don't want to. If I'm getting abused, it's not a fun time. If I'm getting, if I've got fire between my crotch.
Yeah. Like I said, after 15, 20 minutes on that thing, it starts to get warm. And even with lube or whatever, it starts to get hot just because it's a machine and it's running. It's not very comfortable after a certain period of time. And I have a couple guys that go a boom boom being one of them. They go a very long time, like 15, 20 minutes. So
Yeah, no, like I said, like if you want a woman to come on a Sibian or a motor bunny, you've got to let her do her thing, and she will come, but you have to, because I've seen you come on that.
I have, yeah, but it's not in that fashion. I have to be able to do it the way I need to do it, and I would gladly do that for someone. I would come legitimately on that thing, but it has to be how it turns me on, you know. So, and I get clients like that. There's clients that want to see me come. They want me to do what it takes to do that, not how they think I should do that. And that's cool too. I enjoy them immensely because then I can actually really come.
Just get it done.
Yeah. So I had a pantyhose
Oh,
man.
really? You got to use the pantyhose this week.
Not only did I get to use it, he had him on.
Oh, it was pantyhose for everyone. Pantyhose mania. Welcome.
Yeah, and he was slightly as he put it, high as fuck.
Ah, HAF, baby.
Yeah. So he was having
Brave
a
brothers.
lot of fun. And he had his pantyhose on and he was kinking out and he was having a good time and he blew his load in his pantyhose.
Ah, pantyhose loads this week on Selling and Sexy.
Yeah, he had me tie my boobs up in my pantyhose, and so I wrapped them
Wow.
around.
So you had a set of
Oh yeah.
boobs in the pantyhose, huh?
Yeah, it was fun.
Freak
Yeah.
brothers.
And then oh
Yes.
my God. So I had a lot of spankings going on. I was getting spanked quite often for tips. Do you get that?
I get people who really spin the wheel, and it's been sort of high and dry for me lately. Most of the things that I get most of the time is guys who want me to jerk off to their wives. And I occasionally get guys who are like, they're asking me, are you gay? Are you bi? Are you this? Are you that? And I'm like, I play whatever I play there. And, but it's normally with me, it's more that. But then I have people come in, they're like, oh my God, you're so good looking. I'm like, dude, I'm 58 fucking years old. No, you're really good looking. Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, I don't.
You had a hot one today.
I did. When Sally was upstairs, I was downstairs working on photos and stuff, and I had the camera cam thing on, and wasn't in online more than a couple of minutes. This dude came in, and he was just, "You are hot,
daddy."
For a while, yeah, he had a daddy
thing going on.
Yeah, he was really into me. Like, I was like, "Wow." I was like, "Well, it's very." I was like, "It's very nice of you to say that." I was like, stroking my ego.
Did you get to see him?
No, I heard him. Did not see him. Sounded like a younger guy, but didn't see him. He's just like, "You're so hot. You like this. You like that. You're play with the dildo and the whole fucking nine. Want to see my ass? Look at your ass. I'm like, I love my ass."
Ooh. Oh, that's king. You do.
I do. I'm not gonna lie. I like Sally licking my ass is a good time. It's a good afternoon. It's a good evening for me.
Is that a rusty trombone I give you?
When you lick the ass and you yank my wang, it's a rusty. We learned that it's a rusty trombone.
I like that. You're a naughty, naughty one.
A rusty trombone. Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. So, do you miss coming up here and not having the room?
I would come up here when we first started doing all this, and you wouldn't come up here on your own, and I would come up here on my own. It's just, it almost feels like a waste of time to sit up here on my own, not able to do anything, because all I can do is sit here and wait for people to come in. And a lot of times I will just sit here and wait, because guys are not as popular as women.
There's a lot more schwants.
Yeah, there's schwants everywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
Guys throw their wangs out there left and right. You know, you'd be sitting here right now and a schwant would come flying across the screen. You never know.
Cum shot.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Talking about cum shots, we had quite a few cum shots.
You and me together, me coming on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we're doing more when we're together. We'll go and go and go, and then we'll say, all right, let's end this. And we'll both get off, and I'll just Sally will just sit there and go, bzzz, and have a good time. And the next thing you know, she's exploding, and then I'm right there, right after following up, and then I turn the camera on. I'm like, oh, I need to capture this so that I can put this out on our OnlyFans and mini vids and everything else. And Sally's been very cooperative with taking the loads on her face.
Oh yeah, I had a cum teeny. I had a cum mustache. It was like Got Milk commercial going on.
Got cum.
Oh, so
my goodness, that's bad.
Yeah. So actually, that was a Saturday night for us.
It was last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
We were on last night.
Mm-hmm.
We were on last night because we weren't on together that much this week, Sally didn't make it to. So in order to get a payout on Stream 8, you have to make at least $20. Mm-hmm. And Sexy and Gigano together, we were at like $15. So we were just sitting here waiting to try to get.
But that was because we were with Boom Boom on Chatterbait and we were not really on.
Well, yeah, that one night we would have been on making money, we got sucked into that and it just sort of sucked the whole night away.
Yeah, because that can be a $50, $60 night.
Well, we made the money on Chatterbait that we would have made on Stream 8. Because
yeah,
we got Boom Boom into the Huck Jam.
We totally got fuck jammed. And then so we were on last night. We would just play around and have fun, and we throw on a gold show just so we can get off.
Yes, so we can get off, baby. Mm-hmm. So we can lose our onions.
Mm-hmm. Onions.
Yeah, lose our onions. All the swingers on SDC are all watching us going, oh my God, you guys are so.
Yeah, I meant to ask you. I didn't see the comments on that last night. What were they saying?
No, they were loving it. They absolutely were. Oh, you guys are sexy. You guys are hot. We need somebody to join you. And there's always some single guys on there going, oh man, can I join you? Young cock.
So a single girl is called a unicorn. What do they call guys? Rhinos?
What do they call guys? Guys. I think there is a name though for unicorn guys that are single guys that are looking to hook up in the what they call the lifestyle, but that's just like dime a dozen. Is you know, horny guys are like falling all over the place.
Yeah, It's so funny because I was told, I guess it was yesterday morning, that there was a gentleman that came on that said him and his wife had a unicorn that looked just like me at one point.
They want you back. They want you to be their new unicorn.
No, they got another unicorn. But they said this was the one prior to that, to the one they have now. And they said, I look just like her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got quite a few unicorns that want you on the swinger site. They're all like, she's hot. She's sexy.
Mm.
She like it. I was like, that's Sally.
How would you want two women? Could you handle that?
I'm a guy. I'm a pretty much straight guy that likes ladies. And I have a beautiful woman, but I'm a guy. Yeah, it's a hot fantasy, but,
so you would have another one.
But the thing is, can I handle it? That's different. That's a different question. The different part of the question is, can you handle it? I don't know if I can handle it or not. My ADHD would go into overdrive.
Yeah, I don't know. You might freak out. You might have, I'm going to flip out.
I'm going to flip out. I can't handle this. I can't handle this.
And then I was camming today. And I had a special request from a gentleman that had a fantasy who is, can we do role play, like where me and my friend are banging you both?
Oh my goodness, this is insane. This correlates to the intro.
And basically his thing was, are you able to suck two dildos at the same time? And this was one of them.
Can we see the dildos in question here?
This was one. I don't know.
Holy shit balls!
Had this guy in there, and then I had my normal one, which I don't have up here.
And you were able to get both those.
Yeah,
in your mouth
got them both
at the same
there.
Time.
Oh yeah, he loved it. I got them both in
there. That's fucking Guinness, man.
Yeah, I got them both in there. Yeah, that's a big guy. I got him in there. I wouldn't say I got him deep, but I got him in there, and he saw it, and it pushed him over the edge.
Oh, that was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then he wanted me fucking one and sucking one.
And
that did it. That was the money shot for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You got double teamed by two dildos.
I did. Yeah.
So dirty.
It's dirty. Not so hot. It's so nasty.
I will check in on her when the note, make sure she's all right up here and stuff. And I'll see what she's doing. And I'm like, oh my God. No, one of these guys are going fucking bananas for her. She looks so fucking sexy. I'm like, who is this? Because I've been with you for 20 years, and so it's like the girl I met, I'm like, well, obviously this was in there somewhere, and now it's out. It's not going back in.
Do you remember me ever making a statement to you that
I don't like sex?
No, that no. I don't ever, like, you couldn't, I don't know if you could handle if I let myself.
Oh, yeah, you used to always say that. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, what do you mean by this? And you're like, you wouldn't be able to. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, what, is this like a sexual thing? Is this like,
you're going to jump off the building? It's all sorts of stuff.
Are you going to go paragliding off the fucking, in the Everglades? Like,
it could be a lot of things. And this is just the tip. Of the iceberg.
Just a tip.
So now you're getting a slight taste of what I meant. So is it like explaining a little bit more?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's why when you mentioned things like swinger stuff and stuff, and I'm like, you sure you want to do this? Because I'm a little nervous about where we're going with this. Like,
no, it's fine. I have control. I have no problems experience new things, but I also know my limitations and what I will and won't do. And I wanted to go and see what it was about and check it out. You never know. We might have went, and I'd be like, oh, I am balls deep in this. Are you ready? Are you ready to do this?
Oh, my goodness. Obviously, there's a big chunk of me that's not really there with that, because you're like, come on, we're going to the sixth floor. I was like, you know. Come on already. If I said I want to go, let's do it. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I got another pimple going. You see this thing right here?
Yeah. Mitch is going through second puberty.
Yeah, I got
puberty.
One up on my fucking forehead here. I squeeze that one out. This shit over here is healing up. But oh, my goodness.
Second puberty.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more like...
What's this bump? I'm like, fuck, I got a bump here now.
Third or fourth puberty. I think we got to do a facial on you tonight.
Yeah,
we'll have a beauty night.
Yes,
So we were very, very spontaneous last night.
Oh, yeah.
We went on the couch and we watched a movie and we had no plans for it.
So they're obviously they're bringing out a new Beetlejuice movie. I haven't been a Beetlejuice movie in 35 years.
Wow, that's when I graduated high school.
Yep, 36 years. It's 1988
wow.
when that came out. And hopefully some people here know what Beetlejuice is. But they're bringing a sequel out to mm-hmm. the original Beetlejuice. Winona Ryder is going to be in it. Catherine O'Hara is going to be in it. The girl who played Wednesday is going to be in it as Winona Ryder's daughter. And, of course, Michael Keaton's coming back as Beetlejuice, baby.
It really is him, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
So I was like, did you ever see Beetlejuice? It's a Tim Burton movie, one of his early movies. And I think it's like something you'd be into. You're like, I've never seen
Beetlejuice.
I'm like, really? I'm like, we could, you know, why don't we just kick it back? It's like an hour and a half movie, and we'll watch it. I mean, it's sort of dated from the 80s, but it's Michael Keaton is funny as a motherfucker as Beetlejuice.
I had no idea.
And so we went tanning as we were doing this in between things, and like once she got the Beetlejuice, she was like, oh my God.
I didn't realize he was that bad.
Oh, he's just so bad. Yeah, like. And he's so crass. He's so just horrible. That thing where he grabs him, he's like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And he turns around and starts
grabbing her.
Starts grabbing her, and he's throwing her underneath the skirt and the whole night. I'm like, wow. I'm like, well, that's the whole point. He's like, he's a total scumbag.
Yeah. I wonder how he's going to handle Wednesday.
Yeah, it's probably, she's going to be probably more like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to put him.
Yeah, you're going to put him in his place.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be a really good, fun flick.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I never saw it when it came out. I was, like I said, graduating high school, so my mind was in other places. Drugs.
The juice is loose, baby.
Yeah. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was, and even though it was dated, it still was a lot of fun.
Shake, 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 Lenora. Shake it all the time.
Yeah.
Shake, Lenora. Shake it over time.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Yeah, so we spent, because the weather was really shitty, we spent a lot of time on the couch this weekend, which is something we never do.
Yeah, we chilled out Friday night, too. We were just chilling and snuggled up. And
dehydrated. We roasted in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, we got up. We were like,
oh, my God. I drank like a gallon of water. Mm-hmm.
A good time.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a good weekend all in all. It's still freaking cold out, and I just... You know, it was so nice having a 70-day weekend last weekend. And then we're back in the 30s again.
30s at night, 40s during the day.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, not fun. So, and it's not even the temperature. It's so windy right now. I just don't like it. So, I'm waiting for a little bit warmer weather. It'd be wonderful. Can't wait.
It will be. It will be nice when it's warm out again. We can go ride our bikes, take longer walks.
Tan.
Yeah. Yeah, tanning is gonna be fun. We got our chairs. Out. We got chairs this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I got.
Well, this is this video is coming or this podcast is coming out next Friday, which is the 29th, which only leaves 2 days to vote for Sexy and Jigundo for the ASN Lifestyle Awards as best content creator performer.
We're going to the Olympics, baby!
That's the plan. We are definitely, we're booked to go there, whether or not we're nominees or not. But we're in the top 10 right now, as of right now.
Yep.
Next week, if they're only taking, I think, the top five to the finals. So if we make the top five, we'll be into the finals, and then you can vote for us there. Hopefully we'll make it. If we don't, we don't. But it's interesting to see your name on a thing for an award. Like, look at that. Ain't that a motherfucker?
Aw, right?
So if you got a chance when you see this video on Friday,
please vote.
Go to vote.sexyandjugundo.com and best content creator performer, put us in as Sexy and Jugundo.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to best entertainment podcast, Sexy and Jugundo, that crazy camming couple.
Because
we are sort of odd.
Well, it's not an everyday thing.
No, we're not your typical 50-something couple that is doing typical 50-something couple of things. We're fucking on the internet. Make a pipe come. Have a good time. Oh, how did you feel about the new mums who do porn thing? that we just watched, the British one.
It's really, I love that show, actually. I love the British shows. It just seems like they have such a different outlook on this kind of stuff. I find it fascinating. I'm intrigued. I don't understand a lot of it because, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I look at some of the people and I'm like little D.
Little D, you're talking about like looks wise? Would you have done Little D?
No.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, oh, I don't want to bag anybody, but it
No, I
just seems
wouldn't
like,
bag it. Not
yeah,
attracted.
you're just not attracted to him. I was like,
Like, and what do you do with that? Like, so little, like,
what?
well, so this was between an older, she was a MILF, right? She
Yeah,
was a MILF,
she was
almost
nearing
near
50.
50, and she was took a contract to do a video with Little D.
Little D, which I think is absolutely a fucking great name if you're gonna be a porn dude. Yo, Little D, and I'm sure Little D has a big D, but to call yourself Little D, it's self-effacing, very nice. So anyway,
And
Little
he
D
was very young. And apparently that was his first.
was his first real porno thing. Little
Yeah.
D, yeah.
So it seemed like there was a chemistry issue going on.
Yeah, it seemed like yeah, they weren't. I don't know what was going on there, but
I
he
don't know
couldn't. Little
either.
D couldn't get the D going.
No, and she was kind of like, she looked a little bored.
Yeah, you're gonna get that thing hard, or we're doing this like.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on there. So that kind of threw me for a loop. So I was like, what do you do in those situations? I mean, you have to be a performer at that point. But you, an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios, maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist. Ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Jegundo's erotic art at shop.mitchjegundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by wild penis brew to bone me like you own me skirts and shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch, me, has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjegundo.com. That's shop.mitchjegundo.com for all your erotic, sexy needs.
I feel that this goes a little beyond than just acting because if you can't get your body to do what it needs to
As you
do,
know, who's we've done that when we're having our little sessions, and I'm like, oh man, I can't get this thing to that. Well, getting hard is not the problem. That's what the issue was there. With me, it's getting sealing the deal, finishing up, blowing the load, getting it to come.
Well, that and oddly enough, as funny as this is going to sound, and it's really weird, and I'm trying to figure this out. I had COVID back in January, and normally I can fire them off left and right.
Yeah, I forgot I want to talk about that.
Yeah, so I have noticed in myself that I've been having a harder time coming since I had COVID, which is not something I ever had an issue with. Normally I'm the multiple.
Well, you come relatively quickly, like so bzz,
Yeah, I can pretty much time it.
And then like lately, like with coming with her, with you has been like you'll come and you're like, and you're standing, and you used to, when you used to come, it's like, I've come, I'm done, it's wrapped, we're out of here, she's done, pack it up, or get on. But now she's like, oh man, that still feels really good. I'm just gonna keep going and going and going. And I'm like,
Multiple.
oh, I think it's coming again. It's coming again.
Nice. Multiple orgasms.
Yeah, so you become multiply orgasmic, but now you're telling me that it's going out the window. Now we're losing that too. You used to want a bone all this time.
I think it's a temporary thing. I think it's just something that either maybe it's a vitamin thing I'm lacking, maybe it's my hormones are out of whack. But I just noticed though that in the past couple months since COVID, I mean, I can still do it, but it's almost like I have to really think about it, whereas before I could just it would just happen. So, yeah, but again, that goes back to the question of like, what do you do when you're in those situations where you need to perform, but you kind of can't?
Oh, I guess with a woman it's easy because you slap more lube in there and you go, oh, God. With a guy, it's like, all right, we need to come. I mean, and furiously working the onion to try and get it peeled.
Are we working the onion here or not?
And you can't get it done. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's not, yeah, so I give a lot of credit to the performers that are
I
there.
do. Yeah, I don't know how I would handle it.
Staying hard is one thing, coming to come shots.
Yeah, but it's also someone you barely know. I mean, it's different with us because we have like almost 20 years of history.
Yeah, so it's not like we're just sitting there going, oh, if you're with a performer and she's like, is he almost ready to blow his fucking load? Oh my God. Could you imagine that? I'd be like, oh, I'm done. I'm out. I'm not doing this,
Yeah,
man. That's
that's
not gonna do
hard.
it.
Well,
Be
he had to
upset.
get up and leave and come
Yeah,
back.
he got out. He got
Yeah.
himself all worked up and then
Yeah. So yeah, so I love the shows. I love the British shows that we're watching, Mums That Do Porn.
Yeah, I like the couple that was on there. They
Yeah.
were fun.
I find it fascinating. It seems to be a lot more free in other places besides our country.
Yeah, our country, barring certain places, it's like it's a weird dichotomy.
It really
It
is.
really is a weird dichotomy here, man.
Yeah, I think it's still very underground here, like the swinger vibe, the whole camming with multiple partners, like that couple had a girl
Yeah,
that
they had
they
a
were.
girl. Yeah, they ever had the three-way with a girl,
Yeah.
and there it was like, oh, ew.
But they're also making it a point that when they do have multiple partners, they make it a point to have quality time amongst themselves when they're done. Like they felt like it was,
Aftercare.
yeah, it was aftercare. Like it was very important to reaffirm their bond together after they had multiple people involved.
Yeah, I find it interesting where they have to do that because it's never. I would be like, no, this is who I'm with. Like, wow, it was absolutely fantastic. I had a great time. Like, it would be like playing baseball or somebody else. It'd be like, all right, we're done. I was like, well, no, I'm leaving you because this person plays baseball so much better than you.
If that really has to do it, I think it was more or less that they feel that after these kind of things that it's important to them to have just quality time. Like, all right, we did this, now let's just focus on ourselves. And it wasn't about anything to do sexual, like they were going and having massages and
Yeah.
spending time and having a day out and
Yeah. So we do the same stuff where we're like,
yeah.
we're off doing camping and doing other stuff, and then we're just wrapped around each other in bed,
Yeah, but
just
we're
chilling.
also not fucking other people.
No, we're not. Not
No.
yet, Sally. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, I mean we do that on the internet, but that's about it. Right. So that's all I got.
That's it. That's a
Yeah,
wrap for you this week.
that's a
Oh my
wrap.
goodness. So I don't think I have anything else major to talk about. I would like you to visit, of course. I'm sure there's a couple of commercials that popped through this as we were going along. Our shops,
Yeah.
shop.sexyandjigundo.com, where you can get our wild penis stuff. Get dick slapped.
Get dick slapped.
And my graphic arts and all that crazy stuff, which is, if anybody ever buys anything, that'd be absolutely amazing someday.
You never know.
And of course, be sure to catch the Sally Sexy on the SallySexy.cammodels.com by herself whenever she's on, which is quite often lately.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm on. I'm killing it. You opened that Pandora's box.
I did. I did. And
You
if you are
did.
if you're on the swinger site, say hi. We're a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah,
And if you see
okay.
us on there in a hot tub.
Yeah. And if you got a Chihuahua, say hi too.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Bring on your
Yeah, we're Chihuahua people. We got a little Chewy. We're all about the Chewies.
It's the Chihuahua chippers.
Oh my God, she's like falling down all over the
It's just
place.
like, why are you guys done yet? I'm tired
Yeah.
and I want to do something.
Yeah.
All right, Sally, anything else?
That's it.
That's it.
No. So, you know what? Like I said, if you're with someone and it's not like this, I don't know.
It's not up. Just because it's not up doesn't mean your relationship is down. Is
No.
Oh my goodness. All right, Sally. We'll see you next week.
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Gigundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
All right, here we are with the queen of the sucking machine. The slurping. I fucking had a great one. I forgot what it was. I fucking got to do it again.